Chapter 3 The Glad Game. They walked past many large rooms. Those rooms had big beds, soft rugs, and colorful curtains. Pollyanna hoped that one of these was her room. However, they kept climbing up to the attic. The hot sun came through a window that had no curtains. There was a small bed and a small study table with two wooden chairs. Nancy put the trunk by the bed and left. At first, Pollyanna was sad about the little room. Then she looked out the window. She felt glad that she had a nice view. She saw the little town down the hill and some beautiful woods nearby. It was very hot in her room, so she decided to go for a walk. Nobody noticed when she left the house. As Pollyanna walked near the woods, she saw a man coming toward her. He was wearing a long black coat and a tall black hat.
"Hello, sir," she said happily. "Isn't it a nice day?"
The man looked very surprised.
"Are you talking to me?" he asked.
"Yes, sir. I'm very glad to meet you. My name is Pollyanna Whittier."
"Well, I..."
The man did not finish. He quickly walked away. Pollyanna was disappointed. She walked back to Aunt Polly's house. Nancy ran out to meet her.
"Where were you?" she cried. "I rang the bell for supper, but you did not come."
"I'm sorry, Nancy," Pollyanna explained. "I was out for a walk."
"Well, because you are late, Miss Polly says that you can't have your supper. You must have only bread and milk in the kitchen with me."
"Oh, I'm glad,"
smiled Pollyanna.
"I'd like to eat with you."
"Do you always find something to be glad about, child?"
asked Nancy.
"Yes, ma'am," she answered. "That's the game."
"The game?"
"Yes, my father taught it to me." "We were very poor, you see," Pollyanna explained. "People would try to help. They sent us packages with used clothes, books, and other things. Well, one Christmas, I really wanted a doll. But when the package arrived, it only had some small crutches in it."
"Crutches?" asked Nancy.
"Yes, and Father said that we should try to find something to be glad about. But I couldn't think of anything."
"Neither can I," Nancy agreed.
"But then we found it."
Pollyanna clapped her hands.
"We were glad because I didn't need those crutches. Now I always play the glad game."
Nancy looked at the smiling girl. "My, you are an extraordinary child," she said.